奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
So greetings of peace to our brothers and sisters.
那我要与大家互相勉励。你听到马蹄声近了吗
？So the topic is, have you heard the approaching sound of horses' hooves?
在马戏团，你听到马蹄声。
So in a circus, when you hear the hoof beats.
那是精彩的表演开始了。
So a wonderful performance is beginning.
你心情轻松愉快的欣赏。
And you enjoy with a light and joyful heart.
在战场，你听到马蹄声。
And if you hear the sound of horses on the battlefield,
那是战斗开始了。
Then fighting is about to begin.
你心情是沉重忧惧。
And your heart is heavy and fearful.
因为古来征战几人回
？Because since ancient times, few come back from wars.
在启示录，你听到马蹄声。
In Revelation, when you hear the sound of horses,
那是末世的灾难开始了。
It's the beginning of the calamities of the end.
你是惊慌、焦虑、不知如何。
And you will panic and be anxious, not knowing what to do.
还是你已经警醒、预备好呢？
Or have you already been watchful and prepared?
在启示录的第六章
In Revelation chapter 6,
第一节到第八节
verse 1 to 8.
启示录第六章第一节到第八节
Revelation 6 verses 1 to 8.
这里记载主耶稣对我们发出末世的警告
So here records the Lord Jesus' warning to us about the last days.
有四匹马要出来
Four horses will be released.
第一匹白马带来的是胜利，不是灾祸。
So the first horse brings about victory rather than disaster.
但是其余三匹马带来的是灾祸。
However, the next three horses brings calamity.
当你听到这三匹马的马蹄声的时候
，When you hear the hoofbeats of these three horses,
灾祸已经在路上了
，and disaster is on the way.
这三匹马，它并不是自己突然间跑出来的。
And these three horses do not run out on their own.
也不是撒旦释放它出来的。
And it is not Satan who released them.
乃是主耶稣打开印的时候，他们就出来了。
But when the Lord Jesus opens the seals, they are released.
这说明三匹马虽然是带来灾祸。
So this tells us that though the three horses bring disaster.
但这些灾祸都是在羔羊，也就是主耶稣的手掌管。
But these calamities are in the hand of the Lamb, in the hand of our Lord Jesus.
这也说明了，末世虽然是撒旦尽情愤怒的要来毁灭基督的国度。
And this tells us that though in these last days, Satan he furiously destroys the kingdom of Christ.
但是末世并不是在撒旦的掌控中，而是在基督的掌控中。
But the last days are not in Satan's control, but in the control of Christ.
我们必须清楚明白这一点。
We must know this clearly.
如果你不知道灾祸是谁在掌控
，If you do not know who is in control of calamity,
那么灾祸临到你真的会惊恐害怕。
And when calamity comes, you will truly be afraid.
但是如果你清楚知道灾祸仍然掌控在基督的手中
，But if you know clearly that Christ is in control，
那这个灾祸就使你警醒预备基督的再来。
Then these calamities will make you watchful and prepare for His coming。
这三匹马打开印出来以后，它就一直的在奔跑不停了。
After these three horses are released from the seals, then they run without stop。
他们要一直奔跑到世界的末了。
And they will continue to run until the end of the world.
这马蹄声起初从远处传来的时候啊，是远远可以听见。
And the sound of these, the horse's hooves can be heard from afar.
所以很多人都不在乎，甚至忽略了这个马蹄声。
Or cannot be heard from afar, so many neglect the sound.
但是马蹄声近了，那就逐渐清晰了。
But as the horses come nearer, the sound becomes clearer.
马蹄声在这个时候，如同鼓声敲响了我们的心头。
Then the sound of the horses' hooves are like the drums against our heart.
告诉我们灾祸已经步步逼近了。
Telling us that calamity is approaching step by step.
我们要担心的并不是这些马几时来到。
So we shouldn't worry when the horses will come.
我们要担心的是我们有没有听到了这马蹄声。
But rather, can we hear the sound of them coming?
那为什么有许多人听不到马蹄声进了呢？
So why do many fail to hear the sound approaching?
有三个原因。
There are three reasons.
第一个原因。
First,
这个世界太吵了。
The world is too noisy.
各种的娱乐声。
The sound of entertainment.
喝彩声。
Cheering.
还有哀哭声。
The sound of crying.
声声都震耳欲聋。
So these are all very deafening.
让人难以静下心来聆听这个马蹄声静了。
Making it hard for us to quieten our hearts and hear the sound.
第二是因为人的生活太忙。
Second, because our lives are too busy.
忙着追逐世界的名利和地位。
We are busy chasing fame and status in the world.
忙着享受世间各种的娱乐。
Busy enjoying different entertainments.
心灵就逐渐被蒙蔽。
And our hearts slowly become blinded.
虽然听到马蹄声，但是闻而听而不闻。
So though we hear the sound of the horses, but we choose to ignore them.
其实他已经听到了，但是他不当作是一回事。
So in fact, they have heard it, but they take it lightly.
第三个原因就是因为人心太硬了。
And the third reason is because our hearts are too hard.
他听到马蹄声。 但是却不愿意正视神的审判已经来到。
So though they hear the hoofbeats, they refuse to accept or face the coming judgment.
他们照常继续去吃喝快乐，继续的假期。
They continue as per usual to eat, drink, and be merry.
这就好像挪亚时代一样。
This is just like the days of Noah.
那时代的人虽然听到神借着挪亚所传的警告。
Though they heard the warnings of God through Noah.
洪水的审判要来了。
That the judgment of the flood is coming.
他们都听到这个警告的声音了。
They heard the sound of warning.
但是有多少人会回应呢？ 会准备呢？ 会相信呢？
How many will respond and prepare and believe?
他们真的是听而不闻。
So indeed, these warnings fell on deaf ears.
一直等到挪亚进入方舟的日子。
Only until the day Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，就把他们全部冲去了。
And suddenly the flood came and swept them away.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，
So Jesus warns us，
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临的日子也怎样。
As the days of Noah, so will the days of the Son of Man be.
那个时候，两个人在田里。
At that time, two men will be in the field.
一个被取去，一个被撇下。
One will be taken and the other left.
取去的是已经预备好了的。
Those taken are those who have prepared.
撇下的是那个没有预备的。
Those left behind have not prepared.
所以主耶稣警告我们。
So Jesus warns us.
你们要警醒预备。
We have to watch and be prepared.
因为你们不知道哪一天我们的主就来到了。
For you do not know the hour which the Lord comes.
我们都听到马蹄声了吗？
So have we heard the sound of horses approaching?
我们警告。 启示录第六章的第三节跟第四节。
So let's look at Revelation chapter 6 verses 3 and 4. Revelation chapter 6 verse 3. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come out and see." Verse 4, another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword.
主耶稣打开第二印的时候， 这个红马就出来了。
So when Jesus opened the second seal, the red horse came out.
红马有权柄可以夺去地上的太平。
So it was given power to take peace from the earth.
还要使人彼此相杀。
That people should kill one another.
根据我们前辈的解释，
So according to our traditional explanation,
这个红马就是代表军国主义的思想。
So this red horse symbolizes militaristic powers.
他们为了他们所信奉的主义和扩张他们的势力，他们就任意发动战争。
So they are willing to fight wars for the sake of their ideology and to expand their influence.
那骑红马的手上有一把大刀给他。
And the one riding on the red horse has a great sword.
大刀 代表更大的杀伤力。
And a great sword represents even greater people losing their lives.
可以杀害更多的人。
And it can harm more people.
那问题的重点就是， 几时给他，他几时挥动这个刀。
And the question is, when will the sword be given, and when will the sword be swung?
我们请看第九章。
We look at chapter 9.
启示录第九章。
Revelation chapter 9.
我们读13节到15节。
Verse 13 to 15. Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 to 15.Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, 14, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind.
当第六位天使吹号的时候
when the sixth angel blew the trumpet,
捆绑在伯拉大河的四个使者就被释放了。
And the four angels bound at the great river Euphrates were released.
他们释放以后要杀地上的人三分之一。
And they were released to kill a third of mankind.
当军国主义思想的人啊，他们的野心膨胀到极点的时候。
When these nations, when their ambition swells to the extreme.
或者当他们认为时机已经成熟了
，or when they think that the time is right，
他们就会毫不犹豫地挥动这一把大刀。
Then without hesitation they will swing this great sword。
那这把大刀所到之处啊，就引起了许多的杀戮和血腥。
And wherever this sword goes, it will bring about bloodshed and slaughter。
人们的哀哭声和尖叫声交织在一起。
And the cries and screams of people will be heard together.
那是末日的悲歌。
This is the lamentation of the last days.
那我们要留意的。
So what should we take note?
这个红马不但跑到地上各国夺去国中的太平。
So this red horse not only goes to different nations in the world to remove their peace.
这个红马也跑到地上的各家夺去家庭中的和平。
But it also goes to various families and households to take away their peace.
所以我们看到有许多的家庭在争吵。
That's why we see a lot of conflicts in different families.
家人的关系破裂。
We see broken relationships.
彼此攻击，互相伤害。
We see mutual harm and attacks.
红马跑到他的家去了。
The red horse has ran into their homes.
红马也跑到地上。各个教会里去。
The red horse also runs into the various churches on earth.
他要夺去教会中的太平。
To take away peace in the church.
我们若不警醒的话，不听到红马的马蹄声。
If we are not watchful, if we do not hear the red horse approaching,
那就像哥林多教会一样。
Then we are like the church in Corinth.
我们看到他们纷争结党。
We see them having divisions.
不但互相斗争，甚至互相控告，告到外邦人的那边去。
We see them having conflicts and also accusing one another even before Gentiles.
原来战争不只是在前线。
So it turns out that all these wars are not just on the front line.
战争也在家庭，也在教会。
But also in our homes and in church.
战争从来不是从战场上开始的。
All these wars never begin on the battlefield.
战争乃是从人的心开始的。
But rather from men's hearts.
当人与人之间心里存着许多的嫉妒。
When there's envy in the heart, between the hearts of men.
充满着许多的愤怒和仇恨。
When man is filled with anger and hatred.
那人与人之间就开始失去太平。
Then peace is lost between men.
他们会彼此斗争，彼此相杀。
And they will harm, they will fight, and they will kill one another.
当然，彼此相杀并不是用刀用手杀人啊，那是会犯法要死刑的。
And of course, killing one another is not literal. That is against the law.
但是言语的攻击
，but the attacks from words，
关系的撕裂
，tearing of relationships，
心灵的伤害。
Wounding of the hearts.
这也不是另一类的彼此相杀吗？
Is this not also another form of killing one another?
所以红马的马蹄声在叩问我们每一个人。
So the hoofbeats of the red horse is asking all of us.
我们是否也会参与红马所做的工作？
Are we going to take part in his work?
红马的工作就是要夺去太平。彼此相杀
which is to take away peace and cause us to kill one another.
所以当冲突开始的时候
，So when conflicts begin，
我们的言语是在伤害人，还是在造就人、帮助人
？Do our speech harm or edify others？
我们是加入暴力，制造更多的分裂。
Do we contribute more violence and cause more division？
还是我们做和平使者，促进和睦
？Or are we peacemakers bringing harmony？
耶稣告诉我们
，Jesus tells us，
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers，
因为他必称为神的儿子。
For they shall be called the sons of God。
神道成肉身来，就是要促成和睦。
So God came in the flesh to bring about peace.
他的血要让人和神和好，让人与人和好。
His blood is to reconcile God and man with man.
所以他的福音叫做和平的福音。
That's why his gospel is the gospel of peace.
所以我们做神儿子的，我们应当要使人和睦。
So as sons of God, we must be peacemakers.
不是在挑起斗争。
And not to stir up conflict.
和睦并不是一种软弱，更不是一种妥协。
Peace is not a kind of weakness or compromise.
和睦乃是十字架上爱和饶恕的力量。
But rather, it is the love and forgiveness from the power of the cross.
我们常常用错了力量。
So we often use the wrong kind of power.
我们常常用自己血气的力量。
Or we often use the strength from our flesh.
甚至本来要促进和睦的人，他结果他也忍不住发脾气了。
And even those who want to promote harmony, they can't help but lose their temper.
这也都是我们的经验。
Is this not our experience?
我们是做和平使者，但结果却加入了这个暴力。
We want to be peacemakers, but in the end, we contribute to the violence.
我们忽略了十字架那一种爱和饶恕的力量。
Because we neglect the power to love and forgive that comes from the cross.
的马蹄声可以在家庭，可以在教会。
The sound of the red horse, the red horse's hoof can be at home and in church.
我们听到了。
If we hear it,
我们要怎么样反应呢
？How do we respond?
我们来读启示录第六章的第五节跟第六节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 6 verses 5 and 6. Revelation chapter 6 verses 5 and 6. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. Verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine."
当主揭开第三印的时候，黑马出来了。
So when the Lord opened the third seal, the black horse came out.
我们看到骑在马上的，他手里拿着天平。
And the one who sat on it had a pair of scales.
这个天平并不是要称人的金银，但却是要称人的良心。
So these scales are not weighing people's gold, but rather their conscience.
因为黑马出现，它会带来粮食短缺。
Because the appearance of the black horse will bring scarcity of food.
粮食短缺就会造成物价高涨。
And the shortage of food causes the prices to soar.
你看一钱银子是一天的工价。
So one denarius is a day's wage.
但是只能够买一升麦子，那只是足够一个人一天的口粮。
But it can only buy a quart of wheat, which is just enough for one person a day.
或者一钱银子可以买三升大麦。
Or I can buy three quarts of barley.
大麦就是营养价值比较差的麦。
So barley, it is less nutritious.
但是可以足够一个小家庭的糊口。
But it can feed a small family.
所以黑马出现造成富者越富。穷者越穷。
So the black horse causes the rich to be richer, the poor to be poorer.
而且道德底线越来越退后。
And it will cause
道德的底线。Bottom line of 这个 moral.
It caused the bottom line or baseline of morals to fall.
我们的道德有一个底线，对不对？
So our moral values have a baseline.
这我们不能够再低了，这是最基本做人的道德。
It's the most fundamental values that we cannot.
但是很多时候我们却继续降低我们的底线。
But often we continue to lower our standards.
甚至到最后是没有底线了。
To the point where we have no standard at all.
所以社会的治安越来越不安。
So society becomes more unstable.
因为人人都不再讲道德，每个人的道德底线都低到看不见了。
Because no one cares about morals and everyone's values drop.
人为了金钱，为了物质，他们真的会不择手段。
So for the sake of money and material goods, they will use all kinds of means.
为了生存，他们不但拼命，他还拼了别人的命。
So for the sake of survival, they not only work hard, but they will take the lives of others.
出卖他们的良心。
They sell their conscience.
或者有一些人按住良心，他的良心都麻木去了。
Or they stifle and numb their conscience.
黑马的天平就是在这个时候要来衡量人的良心。
So the scales of the black horse at this time will weigh our conscience.
在困境当中，多少人还能够坚持道德，还能够坚持他的良心？
So in hardships, how many can still hold fast to their conscience and to morality?
这里说有声音说油和酒不可糟蹋。
Here, the voice says, "Do not harm the oil and the wine."
虽然粮食短缺。但是仍然有油和酒。
So though there is famine, there is still oil and wine.
因为这个黑马带来的灾祸是有限度的。
Because the calamity from the black horse has its limits.
粮食短缺都是因为干旱的原因。
So food shortage is caused by droughts.
但是橄榄树和葡萄树的根比一般农作物、一般的植物根更深。
But for olive trees and grapevines, their roots are deeper than most plants.
所以它不受到那些有限制的干旱影响。
So they are not affected by short-term droughts.
那这说明了，虽然神在愤怒当中，但是仍然有神的恩典。
So this shows that even in God's wrath, there is still grace.
让人仍然有油和酒。
That people can still have oil and wine.
但是人在恩典当中却是糟蹋这个油和酒。
But in God's grace, they waste the oil and wine.
因为他们只顾自己有油有酒。
Because they only care about themselves.
他不顾旁边的人已经饥饿快要死了。
They ignore those who are starving and about to die around them.
正如古人所说的。
Just like what the ancient people say.
朱门酒肉臭。路有冻死骨啊！有钱人的家里啊，他们的酒和肉啊，多到已经发臭了。
So in the house of the rich, they have so much meat and wine that is beginning to rot.
酒会臭了，那肉啊，肉会臭啊。
That the meat goes bad.
那他的门前有许多人饥饿到倒下去了，要死了。
But in front of the doors, there are many who are starving and falling to death.
他宁愿他的肉在那边发臭，都不愿意去救这些在饥饿中的人。
So the rich are willing to let their meat go bad rather than feed those who are starving.
他们糟蹋了神所赏赐的油和酒。
So they waste, they trample or they waste the oil and wine that God gives.
所以有位歌手他这样的唱。
So there's a song that goes.
香槟侧边太多饥饿。
Besides the 香槟，
成功的人啊，他不是开香槟吗？在那边庆祝，但是旁边却有许多饥饿的人，他不顾。
So the rich, they're so wealthy that they pop champagnes, but they do not care for those who are hungry.
他唱世界为何这样的不公平
？The singer sings, "Why is the world so unfair?"
为什么神任凭这一些不公平发生
？Why does God allow these unjust things to happen？
为什么让黑马继续的奔跑
？Why does He allow the black horse to run？
这个黑马奔跑就要用他的天平来量这些人的良心。
So the black horse he uses his skill to measure weigh our conscience。
所以黑马的马蹄声也在叩问我们每一个人。
So the hoofbeats of the black horse is asking us。
教会中有许多人，他们的油和酒真的很多。
So in church, there are many who truly have a lot of oil and wine.
但教会当中也有一些人真的三餐都不能够温饱。
But in church, there are also those who struggle to have three meals a day.
我们看到了或者我们听到了，我们是袖手旁观还是伸出援手呢？
So when we hear this, will we stand aside with our arms folded, or will we stretch out our hand to help?
还记得主耶稣所说的吗？
Do we remember what our Lord Jesus says?
有一个人被强盗打得半死。
There was a man beaten by robbers till he was half dead.
祭司看见的走过。
The priest saw and walked past.
利未人看见的走过。
The Levite saw and walked past.
他们都冷漠无情地走开。
So they walked away coldly.
他们甚至忘记了他们是神的祭司，他们是神的工人。
They forgot that they are priests and workers of God.
但是他们却不愿意伸手来援助这受伤的人。
Yet, they're unwilling to stretch out their hands to help the one who is wounded.
只有一个好撒玛利亚人经过。
Only a good Samaritan came by.
他看见了就立刻停下。
He saw him and immediately stopped.
他就用他的油和酒包裹他的伤口。
And used his oil and wine to treat his wounds.
这个好撒玛利亚人没有糟蹋神所给他的油和酒。
So this good Samaritan did not waste the oil and wine given by God.
所以黑马的马蹄声叩问我们。
So the hoofbeats of the black horse ask us.
我们都得到神赏赐给我们许多的油和酒。
We have all received a lot of oil and wine given by God.
我们有没有善用神给我们的油和酒？
But do we put them to good use?
还是糟蹋的油和酒？
Or do we waste them?
黑马不只是量世人的良心。
The black horse not only weighs the conscience of people in the world,
也量信徒的良心。
But also the conscience of believers.
在物质的引诱， so, 我们还能不能够对神忠心，对人有爱心？
Can we remain faithful to God and have love to man even when tempted by materials?
我们来读启示录第六章的第七节跟第八节。
We read Revelation chapter 6 verses 7 and 8.Revelation 6 verses 7 and 8. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come and see. Verse 8, So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death. And Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
当主揭开第四印的时候，这个灰马就出来了。
So when the Lord opened the fourth seal, the pale horse came out.
骑在马上的名字叫死。
And the rider, his name is Death.
死亡以刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫和野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。
And Death, he uses the sword, hunger, death, and beasts of the earth to kill a fourth of the earth.
这是一个很可怕的死亡。
This is quite a frightening death.
你想想看，是地上四分之一的人，那是死了多少的人
？Can you imagine a fourth of the earth dying? How many is that?
那是多么可怕的死亡
！This is quite a terrifying death.
但比死亡更可怕的是什么呢
？But what is more terrifying than death?
那就是人对死亡的麻木
，which is mankind growing numb towards death.
因为死的人太多了。
Because so many have died.
当死亡成为新闻上的一个数字。
When death is just a statistic in the news.
成为统计表上的一种曲线。
It's just a curve on the statistics chart.
人对死亡真的是麻木了。
Then man truly grows numb towards death.
不再对死亡有什么痛苦不堪。
They no longer grieve deeply or in pain about death.
也不再去思考死后的事情。
They no longer consider what happens after death.
他们不把死亡当作一回事了。
So they no longer take death seriously.
当一个人不把死亡当作一回事的时候，他就会更加的堕落。
When man doesn't take death seriously, then they fall even more.
因为他不把死亡当作一回事，他也就同时不把神当作一回事。
If you stop taking death seriously, you'll stop taking God seriously.
所以对死亡的麻木，让他们的心越来越刚硬。
So being numb to death hardens their hearts.
也让他们越来越堕落，越放纵。
And causes them to fall and give in to their desires.
这时候灰马的蹄声也在叩问我们。
So the hoofbeats of the pale horse also ask us.
当我们面对死亡，面对痛苦的时候
，When we face death and suffering，
我们是不是也是对神麻木
？Are we also numb towards God？
还是我们能够醒悟、悔改、归向神
？Or will we awake, repent, and return to God？
我当传道五十多年。
So I've been a preacher for 50 plus years.
从年轻到老年。
From my youth till now,
我看到许多的信徒受到许多的痛苦，也面对许多的死亡。
I've met many believers who have suffered much, and I've seen many die.
我可以把这些信徒分成两种人。
And we can categorize members into two groups.
一种信徒在苦难当中，他们会悔改归向神。
So one kind will, in their suffering, they will repent and return to God.
苦难成为他们生命的催化剂
，and suffering becomes a catalyst in their life，
催促他们的生命更成长
causing them to grow in their life，
催促他们悔改归向神
，to repent and return to God。
虽然苦难跟死亡让他们肉体受苦了
，though they suffer much in the flesh，
但是却可以看见他们的灵性长进了。
But,
信仰更坚固了。
But we can see that their faith is strengthened and they grow spiritually.
他们更亲近神。
They draw closer to God.
但是另外一种信徒在苦难当中却埋怨神离弃神。
But the other kind in suffering, they complain and forsake God.
在苦难当中，他们放弃了信仰。
So in their suffering, they give up their faith.
苦难成为他们放弃信仰，成为他们心刚硬的一个最好的借口。
So suffering becomes the best excuse for them to harden their hearts and abandon their faith.
就像约伯妻子所说的
，Just like what the wife of Job said.
到了这样的地步，你还持守你的纯正做什么
？Why do you hold fast to your integrity？
你不如离弃神去死，不是更好吗
？Why not forsake God and curse God and die？
约伯的妻子不只是在约伯记而已。
So the wife of Job is not only found in the book of Job.
我们可以看到有许多的信徒就好像约伯的妻子一样。
There are many believers who are just like Job's wife.
其实这两种信徒，我看他们都是一样，同样信主很久的。
And I see that these two groups of believers, they believe in the Lord for so long.
我也看到他们曾经很热心爱主、侍奉主的。
At one point, they were zealously loving and serving the Lord.
但是为什么当苦难和死亡发生在他们身上的时候
？But why when suffering comes upon them?
却是有这两种这么完全不同的结局呢
？There are two very different conclusions.
其实很多这种道理，我们一直在勉励，一直在提醒。
In fact, we often hear and are reminded of these teachings.
可是当真的发生在我们身上的时候
，But when it truly happens on us,
多少人在这个时候能够听主的话，坚持他的信心
？How many of us can hear the words of the Lord and hold fast in our faith？
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，So Jesus tells us，
有人把他房子的根基建在磐石上
，There's a man builds his house on the rock，
那就是听了主的话，他就去行
，Which means he hears the word of God and he does it，
他的生命根基就是建立在主的磐石上
，And the foundation of his life is on Christ the rock，
风吹雨淋水冲，房子不倒塌的
，So when the storms come and the rain falls， the house doesn't fall。
但是有些人的房子却是建在沙土上的
，But some build their house on the sand。
他们听了主的话，却没有去行。
They hear the words of the Lord, but do not do it.
所以当风吹雨淋水冲的时候，房子就倒塌了。
So when the storm comes and the winds blow, the house falls.
主耶稣的话叫我们反省。
So the words of Jesus invites us to reflect.
我们的生命根基建在磐石上，还是建在沙土上
？Is our life, is the foundation built on the rock or on the sand？
我们听见主的话，我们有真的去行吗
？When we hear the Lord's words, do we do it？
听到是有福的。
So blessed are those who，
因为这个道会把你带到神的面前。
Blessed are those who hear the word for His word。
这个道会叫你悔改，叫你归向神。
His words bring cause you to repent and return to Him。
所以听到的人是有福的。
Blessed are those who hear the words。
但是如果你听了却不去行
，But if you are a hearer and not a doer，
你的福分会失去。
And you lose your blessing。
所以我们当求主帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us。
我们要听到，我们更要行道。
We must be hearers and doers of the word。 Lord.
建立我们的根基在主的磐石上。
To build our foundation on the Lord's, on the rock of the Lord.
我们看到灰马杀死了地上四分之一的人。
You see the pale horse killing a fourth of the earth.
那剩下四分之三的人呢？
Then how about the remaining three-fourths?
并不是说这个飞马不够力量去杀这一些人。
It's not that the pale horse lacked the power to kill them.
是神给这一些人机会去悔改。
But rather God gives them the chance to repent.
但是很可惜的，他们并没有把握这个机会去悔改。
But it's a pity that they do not seize the chance to repent.
那结果最后末日的大患难临到了。
And finally, the great tribulation comes.
我们读十二节，第六章十二节到十七节。
We read chapter 6 verses 12 to 17.Chapter 6, verses 12 to 17. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. Verse 13. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. 14. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. 15. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. 16. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. 17. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
开第六印的时候，就是末日的大患难开始了。
So when the sixth seal is open, that's the beginning of the great tribulations.
我们单单看到这里所形容的，我们想都可怕了。
So just reading what is described here, just imagining it is terrifying.
但是我们不必太过在意这一个灾祸的这些内容。
But we do not need to care too much about the contents of the calamity.
但里面有一句话是我们要认真去思想的。
But here there's one sentence we must seriously consider.
当这世人他们就面对这个大灾难临到的时候
，So when these people on earth face the great tribulation,
他们都想要躲在山势下面，让山和势来保护他们，躲藏神。
They want to hide in the caves and rocks of the mountains to hide from God.
但是他们没有办法躲避神。
But they are unable to hide from God.
所以他们就自己说出了一个很重要的问题。
So they ask an important question.
谁能站得住呢？
Who is able to stand?
其实他们并不是没有想过这个问题。
So it's not that they never thought of this question.
他们都知道灾难随时会发生的。
They've always known that disasters can happen anytime.
当灾难发生的时候，你站得住吗？
And when these calamities come, can you stand firm?
不管什么灾难，你必须要站得住，站不住你就完了。
Regardless of what comes, you must stand firm. If not, you're finished.
所以他们都认真想过这个问题。
So they have seriously considered this question.
他们也努力去追求他们所要的，好让他们可以在灾难来到的时候站立得住。
And they have done their best to pursue to prepare for calamity.
好像这里所形容的六种人。
Like here, the six people described.
他们的准备都不一样的。
They prepare in different ways.
君王他应有权势，站立得住。
So for kings, they have power, so they can stand.
臣宰，因为他有谋略，他站立得住。
So for these great men, because they have
谋略是
将军，因为有武艺，所以他站立得住。
So for commanders, because they have men beneath them, so they can stand.
那富户呢？当然就是因为他的财富站立得住啊。
And for the rich, because of their wealth, they can stand.
壮士呢？因为他的力量，他站立得住。
And the mighty can stand by their strength.
那么奴仆因为什么站立得住
？How about slaves?
他一无所有。
Because he has nothing.
他是个奴仆。
He is a slave.
但是你不要忘记。
But do not forget.
他有一个主人。
He has a master.
主人就是让他站立得住的。
So through his master, he can stand.
所以你看，每一个人都有他站立得住的方法。
So everyone have different ways they think they can stand.
每一个人都以为他的靠山可以让他靠得住。
Everyone thinks that they can rely on these things.
但是他们失策了一件最重要的事情。
But they neglect the most important thing.
也许在世上 这一切都可以让你站立得住。
Perhaps in the world, these things can help you.
他们也的确靠这一切站住站稳了。
And indeed, in this earth, they rely on these to stand.
但是这一切在神的审判台前站立得住吗？
But before the judgment throne of God, can these help you stand?
所以当神愤怒的日子来到的时候，
So when the day of his wrath comes,
他们发现一个很残酷的事实，
They realize a terrifying reality.
他们的这一切都在神的面前站立不住。
That all these things cannot help them stand before God.
他们到最后才发现这一件事情。
And they realize this only at the end.
但是他们后悔都来不及了。
But it is too late to regret.
没有时间给他后悔，也没有得重来了。
There's no time to regret or to try again.
所以他们只能够遗憾地喊叫，谁能站得住呢？
So they can only cry with regret. Who is able to stand?
他们的喊叫声，谁能站得住？能不能够成为我们一种的警告？
So can their cries, who is able to stand, be our warning today?
当主再临的时候，
When our Lord comes again,
我们站得住吗？
Can we stand?
启示录告诉我们，谁在神的面前可以站立得住。
Revelation tells us who can stand before the Lord.
我们看第七章。
Chapter 7.
启示录第七章第九节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 9. Revelation chapter 7 verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
我们再读十三节到十五节。
And verses 13 to 15. 13, then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? 14, and I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. 15, Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
神让约翰看见那些能够在神面前站得住的人。
So God allowed John to see those who can stand before God.
也让约翰明白为什么他们在神的面前站得住。
And also allowed John to understand why they can stand before God.
这些人都是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
So these people are of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues.
他们的文化、他们的思想、他们的背景各方面都不一样。
They have different thoughts, cultures, and backgrounds.
但是他们都同样是穿白衣的。
But all of them, they all are clothed with white robes.
这个白衣是白的，因为他们曾经用羔羊的血洗白净了。
And these robes are white because they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
这些人能够站立在神的面前，不是因为他们很本领。
So they can stand before God not because they are skillful.
因为他们信主耶稣
，But because they believe in the Lord Jesus，
主耶稣的宝血洗净他们的罪
，The blood of our Lord Jesus has washed their sins，
让他们穿上一件洁白的衣服
，That they can put on this white robe，
让他们在神的审判台前可以站立得住
，To stand before the judgment throne of God。
信耶稣真的是一个最宝贵的事情
，So indeed to believe in Jesus is most precious。
不是让你发财，不是让你没有病痛
，Not for you to prosper or never fall ill。
但是让你穿上得救的白衣
，But to put on these white robes of salvation，
让你在神审判的台前可以站立得住
，That you can stand before the judgment throne of God，
这是很宝贵的恩典
，This is such precious grace。
所以我们不要继续去犯罪来为了这件白衣
，So let us not keep sinning and defiling this white robe。
如果我们偶尔犯罪软弱了
，If occasionally out of weakness we sin，
主告诉我们
，Our Lord tells us，
那些洗净衣服的人有福了
，Blessed are those who wash their
染的污秽自己要去洗干净。
So what you defile, you have to wash.
没有人可以替你认罪的。
No one can confess your sins for you.
没有人可以替你悔改的。
No one can repent for you.
悔改跟认罪必须要你自己在神的面前来祈求的。
So, you must confess and repent before God.
你要自己洗净自己的衣服。
You must wash your own robes.
而且要把握机会。
And you must seize the chance.
因为你不知道哪一天主来。你也不知道哪一天你要去。
For you do not know when the Lord comes or the day that you leave.
但是问题是，你穿的是白衣吗？
Now the question is, are we wearing white robes?
另外一个重点。
Another key point.
这些人都是从大患难中出来的。
Verse 14, these have come out of the great tribulation.
他们一样面对大患难。
They also face the great tribulation.
但是他们没有被大患难压倒了。
But they didn't stumble from the tribulation.
被大患难压倒的人，他就根本出不来了。
So those who are crushed by the great tribulation cannot come out.
所以你会看到有许多穿白衣信主的人，在大患难来到的时候，他们却被压倒出不来。
So we see many who are believers who put on white robes, but they are crushed by the great tribulation.
出得来的并不是因为他们很本领，乃是因为他们靠主，所以他们从大患难中能够出来。
And those who can come out is not through their abilities, but because they rely on God.
我们都是已经穿上白衣的人。
So we are all those who have put on these white robes.
问题的关键就是在大患难的时候，我们能够出来吗？
Now the key is in the great tribulation, can we come out?
我们请看路加福音的21章。
Let's turn to Luke 21.
路加福音21章，我们读35跟36节。
Luke 21 verses 35 and 36. Luke 21 verses 35 and 36. For it will come as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
我们每天都祷告祈求。
So each day we pray and request.
我们每天祷告祈求什么？
What do we pray for?
有没有按照主耶稣在这里教导我们要时时警醒常常祈求的事？
Do we pray according to what Jesus says here that we have to watch and pray always about?
耶稣告诉我们，
Jesus tells us,
你要祈求能够逃避这一切要来的事。
To pray that we are counted worthy to escape all these things.
你还要祈求得以站立在人子的面前。
To pray that we can stand before the Son of Man.
如果你在祈求当中忽略了这两件事，
If in our prayers we neglect these two,
我们应该开始听主的话，为自己祈求这两件事。
Then we should begin to listen to our Lord and pray for ourselves for these two things.
祈求能逃避这一切要来的事。
To escape all these things that will come to pass.
祈求我们能够站立在人子的面前。
To pray that we can stand before the Son of Man.
因为那日子必临到全地上。
For those days will come on all who dwell on the face of the earth.
全地上。
So, all on the face of the whole earth.
所以你逃到美国去，逃到北极去都没有用。
So there's no point fleeing to America or to the North Pole.
末日的大灾难是临到全地的。
Because the great tribulation comes on the whole earth.
那个日子就是主再来的日子。
And those days,
也就是世界的末日。
Those days are when the Lord comes again, also the end of the world.
末日的重点不是在于末日的大灾难或者是大战争。
So the focus of the end of the world is not the great wars or the great tribulation.
末日的重点是天国和地狱的视线。
But rather, the coming of the heavenly kingdom.
那个时候我们会在哪里？
And at that time, where will we be?
马蹄声已经近了。
So the sound of the horse is approaching.
它不是要吓破你的胆。
It is not to frighten us.
它是要唤醒你的灵。
But rather to revive our spirit.
你现在的信仰能够承受得住主的审判吗？
Can our faith today endure the Lord's judgment?
你现在的行为在主的面前能够站立得住吗？
Can our works today stand before God?
马蹄声近了。
So the sound of the horse is approaching.
你听到了吗？
Do you hear them?
你预备好了吗？
Have you prepared?
我们